Warning, the following program contains open expression that some may find offensive. Language is used freely under the direct authority of the Constitution of the United States of America.
This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
Coming at you from I-94 and I-75. Representing the ongoing struggle to realize the Renaissance in Detroit, you have found the Olin. Allow me to introduce the big baby P.
I need a drink.
The front woman of the pills, Miss Danny Catastrophe.
What up, bitches?
The engineer, D. Sway. And for me, myself, and the all-seeing eye, Magnanimous. And now, Oled Ezra.
What's up, internet, in the beautiful yet broke city of Detroit, Michigan? You are listening to the 93rd installment of the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. Make sure to check us out, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, the ever-popular comment line, 313-254-4260. All linkable.
Operators are standing by.
All linkable through the OlinEzraShow.com. So make sure to get on there, check us out. We also have a forums. I don't know if many of you knew that, but it is there. So we got a great show today. We got Lies Unknown chilling in the green room. Justin, Jamie, and Rico standing by. They're also going to do an acoustic set, so that's going to be good to hear. Dave McDonald from Static Noise is a special guest co-host this week.
What up, Dave?
What up, dude?
Hello, everybody.
How's it doing, buddy?
It's doing all right, Olin. Honestly, right now it's okay.
I feel bad, man.
I love how, me and Danny just showed up. Dave's been here.
My alarm was set for 2:05 today. I know. It was a rough night.
Well, I heard you guys had a lot of fun, so.
We did.
Hey, you forgot to mention today's show is dedicated in raising awareness of female pit bull rape against American males. There's an ever-increasing percentage of female pit bulls raping our American males. And
if you or anyone that you know has been affected by this.
I have.
Google it.
It was the scariest night of my life. Oh my god, I've never been so violated.
Was she like smiling too? You know, pit bulls try to hunt.
It was
drooling.
It was drooling. It was rubbing its crotch everywhere. It was out of control. It was unbelievable. I also passed a field sobriety test Friday night, and that was a real eye opener for me.
Look, we don't endorse drunk driving, but no. If you have to. You really got to drunk drive smart.
Yeah.
As smart as possible.
I did not do. I had a very, it was actually the female's car I was driving home, and she was very intoxicated too. So we were having our own little party in the car, and then I see flashing lights in the rearview mirror, and I was like, oh, well, time to sober
up. What was really going on in the car?
We were just, she was like rocking out to some Cottonmouth Kings, having a great time. And it was just distracting. I was trying to drive, and she's like, yeah, going crazy like she was at a Cottonmouth King show. But you got to love her for the support. She's been showing the show support for a very long time. So fortunately, we got her home safe. And that's what I told the cop. I'm like, man, she's so wasted. I had something to drink, but, I mean, she was in no position to drive. And
did you offer her up to the police?
I should have. I don't know.
Look, sir, do you like hand jobs?
Here is this prostitute.
Someone was looking out for me that night, and it made me realize a lot of things. So it's good, though.
Was it the ghost of Big Baby P?
It might have been. I mean, Olin, what the fuck you doing? Speaking of Pat, we do have a comment for Pat coming up. I'm trying to get my computer to work. I can't. So, Steve, without any further BS, what's that in your hand?
Beer of the week.
Sticking to our theme of Michigan brewed beers, the Dragon Mead. I will go back to the Dragon Mead, and I have numerous times, but what we're dealing with today is called Castle Bright. And make no mistake, Castle Bright is what they say brewed with like apricots. It is a microbrew. However, it's only like a 4.2. It varies, 4.2 to 4.5 ABV. But again, depends on what kind of nights you want to have, which direction you're going. It's a good starter beer. When I hit the Dragon Mead, I grab some Castle Bright and then move on from there.
See, I would figure if you're going to get anally raped with like $14.95 for a four-pack, you want higher than 4.2.
Yes.
Right?
Indeed. And but as far as the Dragon Mead goes, surprisingly, not that bad. I mean, they really could jack up their prices as far as going into a bar. They've had no smoking in that place forever, so.
Dude, that place is fantastic.
They use a ton of nitrogen in their beers.
You know what? When I was there, and I think it was two years ago almost now, yeah. I don't think they allowed us to smoke in there then. I think we still had to go outside.
Where is it?
The Dragon Mead is, where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is scenically located on the service drive.
Very scenic, pristine.
It's actually nobody location. Even, no one even knows that there's a bar there. Okay, it's like, it's on a service drive just before Grossbeck if you're heading eastbound on 696. So you'd have to get off, if you're coming eastbound on 696, get off at Grossbeck, not even like less than a quarter mile on your right-hand side in like a strip mall. And that's what it looks like. You would think there's, you know, little odd random businesses in there, but one of them is a microbrewery.
That's weird.
I'm noticing a trend of some pretty decent bars in strip malls lately. What's up with that?
Probably cheap as fuck.
Rack and Roll.
Rack and Roll. There you go. Huge shout out to the Rack and Roll, man. Friday night.
New York is a strip mall bar.
I've never been out there. I'm actually going to be out there for the first time helping support Chaos Theory at their show June 18th, their CD release party.
Friday.
It annoys 18th. Me more than you'll ever know that it does not say New York, New York on the building.
No.
It's called something else.
Yeah.
What?
It's like Giovanni's or something. It's like some Italian.
It doesn't
name.
Even say NYNY.
No.
I mean, it could.
So I don't understand.
They used to have like this janky ass like banner that said New York, New York on it that they would put up like at night, but now they don't even have that.
They're like, all right, what's worse here, banner or no banner?
We need to get Dave McDonald out there holding a sign.
Doing like
the Statue of Liberty.
No, do New like York, the New little York. Caesars sign
yeah.
dance.
Oh, yeah.
I see Dave doing that.
I feel so bad for those goddamn people, man, that are out there on the corner.
Don't. They make like $12 an hour cash.
Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
Someone told me that.
Looks like I'm going to be dancing this week.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's, where do I sign up
for
that?
Money.
Some of them look like they're into it. You know, you get a couple people are like, you know what? Rock on, dude. You're digging it. They got headphones on, and some of them are just like, you know, I hate myself. Shaking a sign.
Well, you can only be excited about New York tax service for so long before you want to shoot yourself in the face after standing at Mound Road in 13 wow. Mile for 4.5 hours.
So, right quick, to make this long story short, wrap it up. Go get you some Dragon Mead. I love that shit. I will always go there until they close, and then I'll probably still be there.
Good, good times. Hey, if you're looking for innovative car casts, just creepy entertainment in general, look no further than good friend of the show, Mr. Les Zaldor. You can hear him online at ZALDOR.com.
Is he cool with the creepy entertainment thing?
I think he loves it, man. Zaldor, me and Zaldor speak almost weekly, so, you know, I think he appreciates
the plug.
Oh,
yeah, he's good, dude.
He's loving it. What I did notice, I did jump onto DetroitPodcasters.net, and it's not there anymore. I don't know what happened to it, so.
Damn, I kind of like that drop.
I do, too.
It makes us seem so professional.
So we have Zaldor investigating, so shout out to Zaldor. He also let me borrow his recorder for Bullet for my Valentine. And at the show June 4th, he was there with his camera and his recorder, and he got a ton of the bands there, got them interviews and all sorts of all the other cool stuff that Zaldor does. So look for that coming soon on ZALDOR.com. So we got some excellent, excellent comments this week. We shouldn't wait any longer to get into them. This one's called What the Fuck, because I don't know what this is.
That's a pocket dial is what that is. I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Chumbawamba. Wow.
Apparently. The guy from Chumbawamba called you?
I don't know what that... Put your hands up, so make sure that you...
It sounded like an order, like, put your hands up.
Yeah.
It sounded like an order, like... Fucking do this now.
Maybe I'm really a criminal and I drunk dialed the comment line and I have a totally different recollection of what happened Friday night than
probably
reality was. Who knows? Who knows what that was? Anyway, we've got a female caller and she's got a crush on someone older.
Hey, Olin, Ezra Show. Just want to say I love the show, but I have a dilemma. There's this older guy I really like, but he's got a girlfriend. And I don't know what to do about this. So if I could have some advice, that would be great. Thank you.
That sounds, her voice sounds familiar.
Very.
Was she the caller, the call about the
virgin?
Yeah.
Doesn't it sound, I think the virgin's getting out there.
Uh-oh, now she's gave her the advice, and now she's a full-blown
and now we've just turned her, into a whore. Oh, man.
I just want to say, ma'am, I'm offended that you would call me older.
I don't know if we're the right venue for relationship advice in the first place, but since you called and asked, this is what you do. You need to sedate him. You need to somehow separate him from his girlfriend and sedate him somehow, and then have your way with him. By the time he wakes up, he'll be foggy, maybe not. That way,
make sure that with the sedative that you're going to slip him, that you also crush a little Viagra in there for his old man balls.
Jesus. That's right. I mean, how old is this guy? I mean, are we talking like...
Also...
70s? 80s?
It probably depends on what direction that you want to go. I mean, do you covet this old guy? Would you just like to hang out with him for a while, use him and abuse him? Because the girlfriend thing may not be an issue. You got to consider that.
Hey, him and his girlfriend might even be into that type of thing. It never hurts to ask a question.
They probably are.
If you're willing to go that road.
It never hurts. Just, hey, is your girlfriend a swinger? I was just wondering. No. That's awful. I'm not into it. I was just wondering. Dave, would you do? What would you do?
I think you asked the question. I think sharing is caring. And I think they'd be down with it.
And if this is, in fact, the virgin, call us back. Let us know how this goes. And also let us know how it worked out with those door handles.
That's right. Hopefully it's not a blowout.
Broom handles.
Did I prescribe extra virgin olive oil?
You did.
Extra virgin.
To break her up.
And not 80-20. No, this is 100% organic virgin olive oil.
It'll help break it loose. You know?
All right. Speaking of breaking it loose, Zaldor called, and he had to say this.
Hey, Olin Ezra, it's Les. You know, Les, that guy, Les.
Less is more.
The one that captures Danny smacking the asses of women in the audience and also talking drunk as she's introducing the robots in the garden at the Rock and Roll on video on YouTube right now. Calling regarding the Ryan B. trivia. Got the answer for you guys. It is LL Cool J, cool as hell, and Cool Mo D was the big feud that was going back in 1987. So, yeah, hopefully I made it in time and got the points. Because I need to win this sucker. See you later. Bye.
Zaldor is so pumped at hip hop trivia. I think he's coming in with a 20-some points now. I'm gonna have to check. But Zaldor is on top of everybody now. Everybody is beneath Les Zaldor in hip hop trivia. So we're gonna have to keep it interesting. We did actually have another caller, and this is gonna surprise you guys. He also had the answer, but he called a little bit late.
Okay, so listen, I'm not officially a part of the show anymore. So technically, I should be able to get these effing points. I'm going to go ahead and go with LL Cool J and Cool Mo D. And we all know who fucking around and won that little tiff. Anyway, how are you guys? This is awesome. I get to talk, and I don't have to hear any of your bullshit in return, unless I so choose to. But then again, there's always the fast forward button. Whatever. It's Big Baby P. Give him all points. Holla back.
Is Big Baby P wasted?
I don't know.
It sounded like
he was getting there.
Sounded like he was at an ice cream social.
He was working.
Something was going on. Hey, the first caller to answer correctly was Les, right?
That's right.
So he gets the points.
I love to give Pat the points since you know he's in a spot, but we got to give it to Les, man. He actually called like 10 minutes after the episode aired. So huge shout out to Les. Thanks, buddy. We love you, man. So, yeah, anyway, so that brings us to this week's hip-hop trivia with everybody's favorite host, Ryan B.
Holy shit, hip-hop trivia, Ryan B., here we go. The year was 1986. There was a very famous hard rock band that was on pretty much the brink of extinction until along came a rap group who covered one of their songs, which pretty much resurrected this rock band's career. It became an international hit and won both groups a Soul Train Music Award for Best Rap Single in 1987. If you can name both rock band and rap group and the name of the song, it's all worth a pulsating 30 points. And yes, I did say pulsating. So good luck. No matter what happens, I'm proud of you. And now I am going to go have some Frosted Flakes. Now that's hardcore, bitch. Fuck, I'm out of milk.
Damn it. That's the worst feeling in the world is when you, like, go to have the cereal and you get the big, big-ass bowl and you're, oh, fuck.
You better put some water on that shit.
My roommate drank all my fucking milk.
God, I love that Ryan, all Ryan B's calls always end with, like, him screaming fuck.
Some meltdown.
Yeah.
He does his best to keep it together. Motor City Titties is an excellent song, but as the song says, he can't afford to pay his utility.
So. Motor City Tassels, you mean?
Yeah. That's the
Motor City Tassels. Mm-hmm. That is what it is, Danny. Don't question.
I know.
That's the FCC friendly version
right.
of
that's
Motor
the
City.
That's the putting
titties.
It on the real radio.
Yeah, on the
way of saying
real radio.
Yes.
In your whole 2 miles of broadcast circumference,
it broadcasts live on the internet. Live.
Oh, okay. The internet push too. Yeah, that's like I was asking him earlier. Like,
what's this 88.3 here in fucking Birmingham?
Is the illusion smashed for you, Dave, when you come on the show?
Nope.
When you get here,
exactly
an hour
what
and a half.
I expected.
After making you stand around in the Russell's parking lot, like, God damn it, I'm hungry, I'm cold, I just want
to
get stoned.
I think I listened to some Tool and I took a nap.
Nice.
So Olin wasn't even here?
No,
I got stuck in traffic on 94.
Guess
today.
What?
They got
construction.
The whole,
sure.
Olin
they got
didn't
the whole
even fucking tell
closed.
Me what time the show was.
Well, I was gonna get back to you, but you already left by the time I called you back. And
it's cool. The first time when the Pills did
here.
Our interview, way back in the day, Olin wasn't here. No one was here.
You guys are here, ready to go, and it's like, hold on, no, I'm on
you
the way.
You were like 20 minutes late. Good times.
I am a fan of hip-hop trivia, and I think this is very important knowledge everybody needs to grasp. So, you know, throw it out there. Make your calls. See what you come up with.
I think that most people should be able to get this one, I would think.
There's actually a couple different directions.
There is, but I'm...
Because I got the answer, but there's sort of another option that happened near that time.
But anyway, call the comment line, 313-254-4260. Thank you guys so much for calling this week and making it happen. So if you're looking for some underground hip-hop or that psychopathic, wicked shit, check out Rigix in D.C. at TooRawForFM.com or link over to Psychopathic Radio at WFuckOff.com. You got to make one quick, brief phone call to InkAddict.com, and then we will be getting to Lies Unknown.
Hello.
Nathan Martin from InkAddict.com. Is that you, sir?
This is Nathan. Is this Olin motherfucking Ezra?
This is Olin Ezra, Dave McDonald, El Magnano, and Miss Danny Catastrophe.
Oh, man. They all came out for me. I feel so good. What's
good.
Up, everybody?
Hey,
what up, dude?
What up, man? Hey, I hear that somebody named Dr. Feingold's trying to get a hold of you. So if you hear anything about that, man, let us know.
Yeah, I got a rash on my balls, so.
Apparently, it might be more.
Yeah, you better call the doc back. I hear you're getting drunk at Hooters right now.
What?
I am actually on Hooters deck right now, drinking a cocktail.
Are we talking about the infamous Hooters at 14 and Gratiot?
Yeah, I'm up here right now.
Yeah,
they fund it, man.
There's a girl suing that particular Hooters for being told she needed to lose weight.
Yeah, I
heard about that. I actually told the waitress she had like an attitude with me. I was like, dude. You're kind of chunky, man. Like, don't make me talk to your
man.
Boom.
Just
here we go.
Just ruined her month.
Oh, so she's actually... Do her thighs look like cottage cheese? I'm just wondering.
You can't see them with those stockings. And I hate those stockings, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They really distort...
It's a little creepy.
They distort the cottage cheesiness.
I am a creepy person, so I've been in great up here.
I love that, like, any girl that works at Hooters may get offended by anything. Okay.
Dude, they're all just trying to put themselves through school, man. Leave them alone.
Sure they are.
Nursing school is important to these women.
And apparently.
That's right.
They all go to Oakland U.
So what's the topic of the show today?
Oh, man.
You, baby.
Well, yeah, other than the great things InkAddict.com are doing right now, we got Lies Unknown here today. They're going to be throwing down some acoustic stuff. We got...
We've been talking a lot about Dave McDonald's balls.
That's right.
Yes.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Nate.
Danny showed me your guys' promo vid for the shoot that you did. That's pretty cool, man.
Fantastic.
What promos for? What, for the photo shoot?
Yeah.
That turned out so awesome. Cool, dude.
You have a good time, Danielle?
Yeah, I had a great time. I thought you guys did such a good job with that. It was fun.
It was a good turnout. You know, I think everyone had a good time. I got a lot of people calling me the next day saying, you know, that's fun. Danielle looked absolutely beautiful, guys. You guys should see these pics of her.
Aww.
I think Josh would have taken some home with him. I don't know, it's kind of weird.
Creepy.
I told him not to, but he did it anyway.
He take the ones home of Jim. You mean?
So, the best part, we got Jim in it, dude. That's the best.
I know, that's funny.
I talked to Josh yesterday. We're going to start putting this stuff online, hopefully this week. And I said, make sure, you know, the pills got Jim and Danielle in there, you know?
He's going to...
Oh, we missed you, man. We want Olin Ezra, man.
Dude, next time, please remind me every single day, because Sundays are crazy. We got the show going on, and it's unfortunate, man, because I would have loved to have been there. But I'm just glad.
Oh, I didn't know your life was that busy. I had to tell you every single day, dude. What exactly you got going on? I'm playing. It was a good turnout. It was awesome.
I was just gonna say. I was just gonna say, Nate, that's between me and my computer. So let's just leave
absolutely.
It at that.
You computer in the FBI.
That's right.
Apparently.
What else does InkAddict.com have going on?
We got our new clothing line coming out spring, summer. I guess it's past spring, but we got about, you know, 4 to 6 designs coming out that, you know, I hope everyone likes, and just picking a momentum. We got a sales rep, Jola. She's kicking ass out there.
Jola
taking
rules.
Names, taking numbers.
I heard she's just smearing anybody that's competition all across the floor.
Tearing it off. She's doing a great job. I couldn't be happier. I mean, I'm not a sales rep, that's for sure. So,
I got a chance to meet her the other night, man. What a wonderful lady.
Yeah, she's a cool lady, that's for sure. She's doing a great job. So, we're picking a momentum. We're just trying to take over, man. Take over. We're trying to be like Olin Ezra show. We're taking over, man.
That's right.
Word. Someone's got to do it.
Dude, man, you guys do a fantastic job, man. Real special things are happening in and around Detroit. The unity and camaraderie that's happening between groups and promoters and everything else that seems to be going down is just unreal, man. So it's a privilege to be a part of it, man. So thanks for all the help that not only Ink Addict does, but, you know, all the work that you guys do with the bands, too.
Absolutely. We appreciate everyone around us, man. It's going to take us all to succeed, man.
That's right, man. And that's the attitude. So it's beautiful. But hey, man, go back to your chunky waitress and your booze, man.
My waitresses are built for comfort too. That's a beautiful thing.
Smack her on the ass and say, "Olin Ezra says hi."
Why are you trying to get me put in jail? You guys have a wonderful. They'll be like, "Oh, that creep. That guy's fucking weird. I know who that guy is."
You mean the guy that just shaved his beard and looks like Fester?
You didn't like that Fester crack, did you?
Oh no, but I see it though. I see it. Man, I'm so pale.
Who said that?
Steve.
I appreciate you guys putting me on, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Word.
Bye, Nate.
Love you, brother.
Yeah. Take care.
All right. What do you say we get into some lies unknown? I'm really looking forward to this. Me and Justin had a chance to talk before the show. We were talking about some pretty cool shit. So, without any further bullshit, this track is by Lies Unknown.
Well, all night, baby, gonna hear about. All night, baby, gonna scream and shout. You're too fast, I'm too slow. You know I can't complain. And that's what I get for putting faith between my knees, yeah. Uh-huh. And it's the point that you couldn't buy talent, what you couldn't believe, girl. You know what? All night, baby, gonna hear about. All night, baby, gonna scream and shout. I'm so trashed, you're in love. Let's throw this night away. And that's what I get for putting your face between my knees, yeah. Uh-huh. And it's the point that you couldn't buy talent, what you couldn't. It's just the point that you wouldn't buy dinner what you didn't believe. Well, come on and give it to me. You know what? She's a slut, a tomboy with a two-faced love. Never dressed for the occasion. She gets it while they're young and fresh, because you know your money is well done.
what you couldn't bite tight on what you couldn't believe, girl. It's just a point that you wouldn't bite tight on what you didn't believe, well, you know what? Come on and give it to me, you know what? She's a slut, a tomboy with a two-faced love. Never dressed for the occasion. I better leave the rest unsaid, because you know your mind is, well, good in hell. I said you know.
Yeah, Lies Unknown. We're sitting here with Justin. We got Rico and Jamie, right, standing by?
Yeah, they're standing by.
I got it. So. This is like the first time I've ever gotten names right. Like,
you did a good job, too.
Yeah.
There was a newspaper once that actually called us. I was the female fronted lead vocalist. I swear to God. I was like, what the fuck?
From the band Unknown Lies.
Yeah, no, Guys Unload. That's the big joke right now.
Did you start dressing very manly and talking more manly after that?
Actually, this past Halloween, I wore a dress on stage at TNT. So,
Justin,
interesting choice.
What's that?
Interesting choice.
Yeah, I was either thinking like Michael Jackson, I could be that priest, you know, with the little kid with on his hands. But you know what? I was like, no, I don't want to go there. So.
Yeah.
So I just, my manager was like, you know what? You should dress up like a girl. I was like, that'd be really funny. And we did like Misfits covers.
Nice. Like,
Justin's sporting a fresh Trash Brat shirt, by the way. Yes. You don't see that too much.
That's a Detroit
rock staple.
That's old school. They've been around for a quick minute, haven't
they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember hearing about them way back in the day. So,
hell yeah.
And you guys have some sort of show or shindig coming up sometime soon.
Yeah, we're playing a couple shows right now. The only thing we have on our schedule, because we're setting up we're going to be either doing a East Coast or a Midwest tour. Just, you know, depends on what we decide. But right now, the shows we have set up are July 3rd at Stars and Stripes on the Rock Stage at 4 p.m., which is going to be pretty sweet. And actually, a quick story. My dad's band, Seventh Son, they're the Iron Maiden tribute band.
No way.
That's my dad,
that's
the singer.
Your pop.
That's
my
dad. Up.
Really? Can you see it in me, though? Like, honestly, imagine him. Dude, it's like, it's crazy. So, wow. And then July 24th at the Hayloft is our EP release show. So, just talked about that.
Two things. Didn't we talk to somebody? Wasn't there a tattoo artist that was part of that band, too?
Yeah. Yes, Jason.
From Eternal. Jason, yeah.
Man, talk about.
Is that Eternal?
That's right.
Yes.
So when we say the scene is so small and interconnected, look at that. Wow. Yeah.
So you guys took a pretty decently long hiatus from doing shows. What was going on there?
Well, we had played the Metro Detroit and many different cities around Michigan area for a long time, probably about 2.5 years, I'd say. And what happened was our bass player ended up, you know, it was a girl. She moved down to Florida for her boyfriend, you know. It's like the band drama. I know, right? So, and we had been pushing this, our first CD, for about 2 years, like I said. So it's about time to bring out something new. And while we were finding our bass player, which is Chris Masters. I know all of you know him.
Here come Chris Masters.
Oh, boy.
It's a bummer he couldn't have been here today.
I know.
But that's good because I don't want to see his genitalia again, so.
I can't imagine that interview.
Have you seen the hamburger trick?
Don't ask.
What? No.
The first time I met Chris was at the Crowfoot Ballroom, and we were downstairs. Lies Unknown played with Pillar of Autumn, his old band. And we all got really drunk, and he whipped his balls out. I whipped out mine.
Whoa!
You guys had a ball off?
It was.
And Rob Forever, the lead singer of Pillar of Autumn, was like, dude, I'm so, like, embarrassed to say this, but because I don't remember it. But he's like, dude, touch balls together, guys.
Oh, no.
We did. Yes, it happened.
At least you didn't dock up. Do you know what that is?
No.
Like space.
Like the Dutch rudder.
Space docking. Like
you
take a
docking.
Oh.
Yeah, like two guys facing each other and you pull your foreskin forward and put it over, say, an egg.
Oh, I see. Yes. Like, that's like tummy sticks. So that's a funny story about Chris, but
wow, Chris and balls are related.
So very much so.
So did you know in the moment when your balls touch his that one day he
would be? We're gonna rock forever. Our balls touch together.
It was magnificent. It'd
be a dope song, actually.
I know, right? Ball, you know what? Balls forever.
Balls forever.
The CD. That's the name, right there. You know? No.
Just have a picture of a basketball and a football.
Right.
The burger was touching the bun, and the bun was all over the burger. It was a mess.
Yeah. You know, that's what it'll be. Just a burger and a hot dog. You know what I mean?
Oh my god.
And a smiley face in between. Right.
Dogs and cats living together,
but with only ketchup. No.
Only ketchup.
Well, good to know that Chris is still exposing himself wherever he goes.
And it wasn't just us, yes.
Yeah, but yeah, about the getting back onto the whole CD thing though. We're gonna call it The Hungry Lion, and the main song that we're promoting is called The Hungry Lion. And it's about, you know, never losing the hunger for what you do. Because everyone is going for this like thing in their bands. Everyone wants to see their band succeed, but you can't control anybody else's game. You can only control your game. So you gotta just give it your all. You gotta fight until, you know, you get your teeth kicked in and keep on fighting. And that's pretty much what the song is about. It's a little heavier, it's got a real edge to it, and it just says, hey, like, we're never gonna give up. So you're either going with it or you're not going, you know, or get the hell out of our way.
Yeah, that's what's up, dude. So good mental attitude.
Like, here, check this out really quick. This is the riff to it.
So,
like the but then the beat would be like, right, exactly. See, it's like a slowed down
it
pumpy.
Moves.
You know what I mean? So,
nice.
Yeah, that's like the kind of the direction we're going. You know, it's not like super fast punk, but it's not like super poppy pop. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a middle ground between like that kind of stuff, and I think that's cool. You know, so I've grown up with that kind of stuff. Like Trash Brats, big influence on my music, dude. Love those guys. Ricky Ratt. Actually, Ricky's going to be playing in the Luxury Pushers from Dayton, Ohio. They're playing with the New York Dolls at the Majestic Theater on June 18th. I know, it's crazy.
No shit.
I'm still begging him to get me on the VIP list.
Trash Brad should have like a VH1 Behind the Music or something.
I know, dude. Actually, Lies Unknown played with them at their comeback show, like their anniversary. So at the Smalls. It was so dope. Bootsy X and the Love Masters. Yeah. It was really cool, dude. So.
Nice. Sure.
Smalls is a great venue. It's nice and...
I dig it. I mean, it's pretty cool. I like it. Hamtown's fun, man. It's like its own little unique culture right there.
Okay. You know,
it's kind of like right here, actually, in the Eastern Market. It's its own little thing, you know?
It's
Paychecks, you know, it's a couple of...
Every local band's first show is at Paychecks.
Has been around forever.
I know.
It's like, I always see like a new band, Paychecks. I'm like, oh, it's Paychecks. Good to see Paychecks is still in business. I think I've only been there once. I don't even remember it.
That was our very first show.
Don't they have like a giant neon sign across
they
the back
do.
That says Paychecks?
That's actually a pretty cool place to play for your first show. We had to play the Bullfrog. I'm not calling it. But I mean, like, no, it's chill. Yeah. It's chill. I ain't calling you out, Bullfrog, but
trust us. Right. You don't even need to get us started down that path.
That place, New York, New York, the actual name is Giuliano's.
That's what Rico
We live right there.
Giuliano's.
Yeah, that's what he said.
So, yeah.
So it's like New York.
Wait, who's
New
playing
York?
our Chaos Theory?
Yeah. Yeah, Chaos Theory.
Love Stellar, Johnny, man. Good friend of mine.
Stellar Drive. Yeah. How was Chaos Theory? You had them on Static Noise.
They were really downbeat, and they enjoyed having us call you. You know, they really enjoyed your voicemail. We want that to be a continual segment on the show.
Did you guys hear this voicemail that I left?
No, I didn't.
Let's hear it.
I feel like you should. Do you have it?
I don't have it on me, unfortunately. I'd love to. You got to check. If you go online to the OlinEzraShow.com, we set up a Static Noise archive because they didn't have one. So
it's a drunken rant by you, isn't it?
Sort of, but I kind of I'm like ridiculing Phil the intern.
You're so hard on him.
Did he do something to you?
He's more ridiculing me as well for ridiculing him.
Some of the things you say to the poor man is like, degrade him.
I love Phil the intern, but there's a reason when he goes into work, Jay Hudson hands him a five-finger death punch mask and says, Phil, you're wearing this around the studio for the rest of the night. I mean, there's a reason.
Oh, you're that guy?
No. Well, you know what? You know what? Phil is okay with being that guy. Let him.
I love Phil.
I think it does a lot for people like me and Jay Hudson.
Don't take it the wrong way. It's all introverted love. So
right.
So Justin, the 24th at the Hayloft, is that the CD release then, or that's just your first?
That's
going to
be an
there?
EP release. Okay. It's not going to be the full album.
When is that scheduled to be finished?
To be honest with you, I'm shooting by the end of the year. You know, if I had it my way, I'd be releasing it right now. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I'm doing a lot of the production aspects of it, and it's just so, there's so much work that goes into it, you know. So I really want to, like, you know, a lot of bands tour and a lot of bands come out with music, and I'm down with that, and I want to go on tour. But, like, right now I feel like I just got to spend all the time I can making the product as good as it can be. You know, I want these songs to really say something. I don't want to come out and push poop around, you know, and throw in people's face and expect people to like it. I really want to spend the time, you know, dedicate my time to just making this album the way that I feel it should come out and the band feels it should come out, and then push that and tour that. And it'll come out when it's ready, but you know what's cool? We're going to put out about 5 or 6 songs on this EP, and I think that's enough to feed the fire until then, so...
I heard a lot to be said for honing a craft as opposed to, like, overshooting and going for other things. That, you know,
yeah.
Doing what you can. It ain't what you want to do.
Well, I know Danny will agree with me. The hardest part about creativity is putting a deadline on it. I mean, how can you put a deadline on something that, like, okay, first of all, creativity isn't like, okay, go to 9 to 5 and make sure, you know, right. You're on the conveyor belt, make sure the work's done. But at that time, you got to wait for it. It's got to come to you. You got to really feel it out.
Because matter what, when there's a deadline, even if it's, like, far ahead, it fucks with you.
It fucks.
You know?
It's like, man, it's really bad.
I got to get this.
I mean, if you don't think it is, it is.
Right.
I
but just, if you don't set deadlines, it takes even longer. Right. But it's just like this vicious cycle of,
yeah.
God damn it.
I just finished a book by David Lynch. He wrote about his movie making, but he's a multimedia artist too, painting and whatnot. And he was saying, for him, if he wants to get like 1 good hour of painting in, he's got to have 4 hours to sort of fuck around. You know, I get that, sure. or what's the guy? I forget the comedian's name, but he walks out on stage and just stands there. People are like, okay, what's up? He's like, oh, I'm just supposed to be funny right now. It's good.
I don't know that guy. I'm going to search him, though. Guy that stands
blank
there.
Blank on his name. Yeah.
Blank guy, comedian.
Oh, you just want funny now, motherfucker?
You guys know what kind of bees make milk, right?
The boo?
Boobies.
Boobies.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wish we had a drum. Wow. Dylan, where's the drum fill?
You know what kind of pants the Mario Bros wear, right?
What?
Denim.
That's good.
Yeah, well, I try. I'm not a comedian though. If you can't fucking notice.
No. You made us laugh. So
all right,
you're going down the right
accomplishment.
That's good. Denim.
Not only that, I'll probably pull that on somebody else somewhere and take.
Dude,
the
boobies one gets them. The boobies one's a good one. The denim ones, like people are like, I played Sonic. You know what I mean?
That's not as. It's not as laid back as Mario.
Right.
The people that played Sonic digressed into role playing games.
How dare you?
Sing!
Yeah, bro, that was like my favorite game as a kid.
They're not
Sonic 3, Golden Sonic, yo, lay off.
I was kidding.
Nah, I know. I'm just kidding, bro.
We got 2 more. We got Lies Unknown. Make sure that's July 24th, right?
Yes, July 24th, and then July 3rd at the Stars and Stripes Festival. We're going on at 4 p.m., exactly at 4 p.m., so be there. And then 4 hours later to the T, my pops band is going to be playing. That's Seventh Son, the Iron Maiden tribute band.
Is he the singer?
Yes.
Kick ass.
It's
so
we've
heard great things about them.
So were you
so
like,
cool.
Were you like raised with Maiden in your ear?
You know what? My dad was into Maiden when he was my age. So when I was like a baby, you know, like my mom had the headphones with like Mariah Carey and Journey on her belly. So yeah, but I can't hit the notes. It's crazy.
Mariah Carey or Journey?
Yeah, dude.
Not many can, except for the one Asian guy that they found that can.
So well, he's
the Filipino guy. He can't talk either. He's like, don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. But like, he hits the notes, which is straight. So
you gotta,
I'm over here like, love is a burning thing. Like, that's like my range. My dad's like, ah. It's
wow.
Crazy, dude. So.
Soaring rock vocals.
Dude, he's crazy. He's so good.
You need a vice clamp and some. Okay. I'm just going to stop that right there. Lies Unknown. Justin, thank you so much, man. We got 2 more segments to burn through you down.
Cool, man.
Cool. Let's do it. So,
let's do it.
Danny, you have a douchebag this week.
Yes, sir.
It's the douchebag, it's Danny's dirty douchebag of the week. Douchebag.
So, we're all deeply saddened by the news of Gary Coleman's death.
Oh my God.
Are we?
Why? Well, why Gary Coleman?
As I saw on someone's Facebook page, heaven gained a tiny, beautiful black angel.
That brings a tear to my eye.
I know, it's so sad.
Like I said, I was buying ammo the other day, and I seen this little cooler in the Dick's Sporting Goods that said Coleman on it.
Yeah, I heard that's what they use as caskets. Yeah, you saw that picture in your phone, didn't you? Well, there's a phone going around with a casket in it.
I got it, too.
Seriously?
I've yet to get that.
I'll send it to you, bro.
So, well, that might have to be used, actually, for his casket, because his wife, who is my douchebag of the week... who is super creepy. I never saw any pictures of her before, but she's like, number one, she's like 23 years old. And
I don't mean to cut you off, but first of all, Danny, who the fuck would fuck Gary Coleman? Being a woman.
Well, supposedly they couldn't have sex. He had like some weird ailment to where they couldn't.
Oh.
Justin's hand is slowly going up in the corner.
I'm just talking about.
No, I'm talking about the ailment. The ailment, go on.
So, yeah, apparently they didn't have sexy times because... So she
did he
had
use a dowel rod, anything to help him out? Something?
I don't know. Basically his life just seemed like it sucked. It sucked really bad. His family took all of his money. And then his wife was just a spoiled bitch she was bragging about all the money that she spent. She said she loves spending money on lavish trips to Vegas because she enjoys getting pampered, going shopping, because, quote unquote, obviously I only buy the high end stuff. So after she bragged blatantly about how much of his money that she spent, now she's saying she can't afford to pay for his funeral. and she's wishing and hoping that people will pour out to us and really show compassion like they have been with letters and emails.
So really?
She's asking for money.
And they will.
Now she's begging?
And they will.
She's begging for money.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And keep in mind, too, that this bitch also took him off life support after, like, less than 24 hours.
And people wonder why we're in, like...
when he was, like, slated to possibly be
You know what's so
okay.
screwed up is right. I just started laughing when you said that. And I didn't want to laugh, but, like, my brain couldn't comprehend this girl going, like, oh, wait, there's still a chance? Beep.
I know.
Oh. Pull the plug. No.
Purportedly, didn't she have like rights, like power of attorney over?
She actually owned the copyright to what you talking about, Willis. So every time that's said, I doubt it.
Yeah, but, Steve,
I was about
like,
to
what
say,
the fuck?
Man. Like,
really? However, did you hear the call that this broad made? The 9/11 call?
I didn't hear it.
9/11.
Uh-huh. The 9/11.
Yeah. Jesus Christ! They're telling her she pulled a Shatner. They're telling her what to do, and she's refusing to do it.
Oh, my God, I will not get my
go downstairs,
feet wet in the pool.
Yeah. Get a fucking towel, just go downstairs, put pressure on his head, don't raise him. She's like, I can't.
I don't want to touch
him. I faint at the sight of blood. It's like, bitch, arrest that
me?
Bitch. No, I'm not. That's totally true.
Now
arrest that bitch for murder right now.
They did air the unedited tape where all you heard was reptilian hissing and I guess some egg laying. I don't know what that was.
What?
Yeah, the grays.
Really?
The grays. Anyone who knows what's up knows the grays.
Yes, sure. Wow. Yeah, but same thing with Shatner.
That's my
you know?
Impression of her, sorry.
Shatner's wife's drowning in a pool. They're like, jump in and get her. I can't! She's drowning!
My feet, I have sensitive feet, and if they get chlorine on them, it's a mess.
Just gonna say, like, your purported loved one, even if you're
right.
afraid of blood and you see blood spewing from their head, something inside you is gonna make you do it, right?
Wait a second. So she's saying she faints at the sight of blood,
yeah.
but then she got arrested for domestic violence. She beat his ass.
I'm telling you,
she
stabbed
him
with
an ice pick.
Yeah.
She beat him about the head and shoulders with a bat, I think.
Man,
poor
Gary
Coleman.
Yeah.
I hope little baby
Man,
Jesus
he was exploited his whole life.
I know.
He was just he's just been one giant ball of exploitment. That's
now there's
not very giant, but yes, he's still...
Well, a very small ball of... Either way, he got exploited.
No argument. What you talking about? Indeed. Rest in peace, Gary.
Yeah, we're going to move on. Steve, I know you have something.
The bankers hold us and our kids hostage for trillions of dollars in tax money. Wall Street is literally in the cabinet of the President of the United States, in bed with BP, that now is bleeding the earth and destroying the ocean. No one gets organized to really get violent or say a goddamn thing. But Armando Galarraga does not get a perfect game, and there's death threats in his family. Anybody see
Steve,
anything odd going on?
Let me tell you what's really, really, really
don't
important.
Fuck with Detroit. That's the message.
Making sure that he gets
no,
a Corvette.
No, it's more like don't fuck with our bread and
now
circus.
That.
We're distracted. We're so distracted. Don't fuck with our distractions. The real shit's going on right here. Where's the fucking death threats at Wall Street?
That's
where are,
right.
where are fucking people organizing, pointing guns right at these assholes at Goldman Sachs and saying, you know what? Fuck your Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, thanks, by the way, for destroying the Gulf Coast. And me and Steve were talking on the phone on Saturday, and it's pretty evident.
So this is what we sure can go into.
This is pretty evident. I mean, Jesus Christ, we've seen if you Google Exxon Valdez and then click images, and you will see literally a barren wasteland. Our whole Gulf Coast is going to be in about 5 years.
So Exxon Valdez happened 22 years ago, and it's not only like ecologically still fucked, but humanly that toll goes on. I mean, alcoholism increased, the death rates and suicides, businesses that closed. Look for all that to happen in the South. And by the way, they probably will start to migrate a little north, which is great. Let's go to Detroit and get work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the great job opportunities we have up here.
Oh, yeah. All of them.
But so before we move any further into that, just want to say, sure. Wow, Armando Galarraga didn't throw a perfect game. Let's make death threats on the fucking ump that called it. But no one says a goddamn thing about the rape of our asses every
fucking
day.
Well, they both bothered me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, I was a little bit peeved about both, actually. One's like destroying the world. One's like, God damn it, that's only happened a few times in history. You know, so I'm a little peeved on both, you know, but.
It really is, man. It's an attack against humanity. Something has to be done. There's so many brilliant people.
That's what my whole thing was like. I heard they sent machines down there and then they broke and stuff like that.
They made it worse.
They made it worse.
So now it's
but
gushing
on, like,
more.
To me, it's like, they sent down, was it like a saw
robots
or something like that?
With like diamond with saws.
Diamond tip saws.
Diamond tip saws.
And it still broke from the pressure, I heard.
No, the saws broke off more of the pipe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Releasing more
even
of
worse,
the oil.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
I don't understand where people's priorities are,
goddamn. Well, they're trying to, what they're
BP. I don't understand the physics of that. Let's go cut this pipe that's spewing out, like, you know, thousands of tons of pressure.
Which, by the way, they're still planning, like, Mars missions and space exploration continues, but they have not explored our deepest space, the oceans.
Right.
Or figured out how to properly drill for oil, and then the Rothschilds and the rest of the families that own British
petroleum,
that's what
I was gonna go
little
with that
douche
too,
lickers.
Is BP, BP right now is answering to their shareholders, okay? They don't give a fuck about who lives down there or anybody else around them. They're answering to the shareholders that are saying, do not destroy that well, don't crimp it, don't nuke it. We're still going to make billions off this fucking thing.
Right.
So, yeah, that's sort of an issue. And like 9/11, like Project for New American Century, all these bipartisan think tanks for hundreds of years at this point have said, don't ever let a good disaster go to waste.
Oh,
so there's
dude,
a lot you can do.
This for all that it's worth.
9/11, look what beautiful things came out of that as far as eroding freedoms, going and occupying countries.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with this. They're not going to let this go to waste. And what they're going to say is, have we had enough with oil? Sure we have. Have we had enough with coal? Sure we have. Smart grid technology. GE's already got it. Everybody will be on a grid, allowed so much air conditioning a fucking summer, allowed so much heat, you know, like per winter. And that is going directly into food, by the way, too.
What?
Only so much food will be grown here, and that's all. Thank you, GE, for your smart grid technology. You're trying to outthink the Earth?
Let's think
Fuck
about it
you.
On a more profound level. I mean, since all that ocean water is going to be recycled back into the ecosystem, it's all going to trickle down into every single water supply everywhere in the world, and no one is saying a goddamn thing about it. In another 2 years, man, it's going to be bad. It's going to be fucking bad. And people are sitting around worried about a bunch of assholes that can't call a fucking baseball game. But yet we sit here and let our fucking earth implode on itself, and no one's fucking outraged. They want to go home and watch the goddamn Family Guy and not give a fuck about what's going to happen 5 years
bread
from now.
Bread and circus. Bread
God
and circus.
Damn it.
Bread and circus. Look up the term bread and circus.
All right. So for myself, my nuts are, in fact, cemented to my legs, so I'm going to jump out of the booth and get a chisel. Special guest co-host, David McDonald.
It's been wonderful, Olin.
Thank you, buddy. El Magnano.
The attack on nature is being fought by those who cannot conquer it.
Profound.
Hey, have a good weekend.
The lovely Miss Danny Catastrophe.
I vomited a little bit when I thought about your balls being cemented to
ball
your
cement.
Legs.
And
and the guy.
And Justin.
And apparently I'm a joke.
I was just thinking about cemented balls. So
yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Lost my track.
You're good. You're
Justin
good.
From Lies Unknown. That's, thank that's you,
it.
Sir. For
yeah, man.
Hey, it was a pleasure. Remember, everybody, July 24th is our EP release show, and July 3rd at Stars and Stripes, Mount Clemens, 4 p.m. We will be there, so come say hello. Take care, and www.liesunknown.com.
Beautiful. So, we're going to take you out to some acoustically blended Lies Unknown only on the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
This song is called Smoke and Mirrors. It's off our first album. Check it out. It goes like the Earls. That was me.
I see you in the alleys of the streets inside my mind, and it's no joke, but kind of funny. You get what you give when you've got nothing left. It's a waste of time, a waste of time, a waste of time, a waste of time. You know I shut down our streets and took away our lives from the deepest, darkest alleys of the night. You know it's time to go when those monsters take the floor. Yeah, in the long run, they don't know what's right. You know, I can't change time. Why must we die? I can't change time, but I know what's wrong with me. And then there's you on the deadline, taking pictures of those who've tried and lied and died. And I don't love when it's not sunny, 'cause we drink till the morning light. The morning light. The morning light. Lights, the morning lights. You know that you shut down our streets and took away our lives from the deepest, darkest alleys of the night. And you know it's time to go when those monsters take the floor. Yeah, in the long run, they don't know what's right. You know I can't change time. Why must we die? I can't change time, but I know what's wrong with me and you.
Ayo, ayo, hua.
Did you see the little
what?
Nothing, never mind.
What do you mean, never mind?
No, no, no.
I thought you guys were going to make fun of me and shit.
Oh, well, I mean, like, your nose is funny.
All right.
No, you're
we'll do one more for you.
Look at his chipped tooth, Jamie.
This is the pussy song, right?
Hey, guys, I finally got my band in here. I got Enrique Sierra, my brother, my non-biological brother, and my biological brother, Jamie, in here. So, hey, guys, that's them right there doing the claps. Good stuff. Listen. When we were coming here, we brought our CD with us, and I had to try to get one because we couldn't go to our studio. So I had to try to get one from Enrique's mom, which is, this is Justin, the singer talking. I live with Enrique, and his parents are, they're family to me. Him, Mr. Sierra,
he
Mrs. Sierra, and Dorothy, moms and pops, if you will. And we tried to get a CD for Mrs. Sierra, and she wouldn't let us take the CDs that had the cases in them because she was sending them out to someone. I forget, was it in England or the people?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she wanted to send these out, and we didn't want to come here with a case or with a CD without a case. So
I basically had to look at her and go, oh, yeah, that's going to look really good to Olin Ezra and you know, their radio show when we go, yeah, we wanted to bring you a CD with our case, but our mom wouldn't let us. So can I have that back? So, but we got one now that they can keep, so that's good. This song is going to be on our next album.
You know, it's just really a touching story. It's actually about how when Justin was younger, he wanted to become a trapeze artist.
Yeah.
And everyone told him he couldn't do that.
Well, no, that was early Justin. Middle Justin was he wanted to be a transvestite.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Justin went through lots of phases, but this one was touching because of how young he was, and he had an aspiring dream to become a trapeze artist. And
this song isn't about any of that. It's called Remember, and you can kind of like relate to it for yourself.
Well, you remember when he met that pianist at the restaurant, and he goes, "Well, I'm a pianist," and Justin's like, "Well, how do I become a pianist?" And you know, Justin's always wanted to be a pianist, but he really is a dickhead. So his wish kind of came true.
You guys are so skilled at this. This song is called Remember. It goes like this.
Morning dawn, I'm dreading the moment that you will come. But don't close your eyes, cause it won't last long. This time before you're gone. Use this night, remember forever the northern lights, the clever together in drunken fights, until the end of time.
Here's the chorus, check it out.
As long as I'm in your heart, you know that I'm not far. As it seems, and all we had was time. So if you dare, we all know that even though life's not fair, there's still time together to make it there when time's not on our side. As long as I'm in your heart, you know that I'm not far. As long as we have this song, you know that I'm never really gone.
Here's our bridge, check it out.
And
anything you guys want to say before we get out of here?
One thing I wanted to clarify.
That song right there will be on the album, too. The EP, I would say. So
and you guys were talking about our CD release or EP release show at the Hayloft.
Yeah.
You never clarified that it is at the Hayloft.
Yeah. You never
really July 24th, our EP release, Lies Unknown, Black Irish, The Frantic, Robots in the Garden. at the Hayloft.
All ages.
Cool. All ages.
All ages. Sweet. Ages.
So, all right, guys. Thanks for listening in, and I hope you guys liked the album. I know I screwed up a couple times. No,
a couple.
Kidding. Yeah, a couple. And you are so flat. All right. So, yeah, guys. July 24th at the Hayloft with the Black Irish. With Black Irish. That's singular. Black Irish and Robots in the Garden and The Frantic from Chicago. Yeah, check it out. And then July 3rd at Stars and Stripes Festival, we go on at 4 p.m. on the Rock Stage. And if you are there the next day on July 4th, I am playing at Johnny G's on the patio, doing an acoustic set of all kinds of cool covers that a lot of people can get down to. It's a very broad genre. Classic rock, punk, rock, pop, all the good stuff. So, yeah, thanks for letting us on here, Olin.